this dream, I'm walking away from myself, walking into a desert, where the last of my former self would simply burn away, leaving nothing behind but pure energy. And then I am my breath, and my breath is the wind that blows breezes in and out of people's lives. Nothing you can see or hear, but only feel, and see the effect I have on everything. And when a group of us get together, they say the wind picks up, and we roam in and out of buildings, and people let us in through their windows and doors, and we play in their clothes and in their hair. And some like it, and others are bothered by it, and they don't know it's just us. They don't know they too could be the wind, maybe even tonight, in their dreams. This is Jack Hunter Cohen. Welcome to the Healing Hour.
Yes, when I hear yourself. Healing has begun. And ours and ours and ours and ours. When the healing has begun. Wait a minute, wait. Listen. Listen. I didn't know you stayed up so late. Oh, you know, I just got home from a gig. I saw you standing on the street. Hey, it's just, let me move on up here. It's a windowsill a little bit here. Yeah, I got some, take some sherry. A drop of port. Yeah, I want you to come on in behind this door here. Oh, let's just move on up this, letterboxing. Why don't we just go in your front room and we'll just sit down and sit and see. I'll just move on a little bit now. Yeah, I gotta play this Muddy Waters record you got here. Now, if you just open up a little bit, yeah, just let me come on in, you know, some it's a backstreet jelly roll.
This is Jack. That was And the Healing Has Begun. That was from Van Morrison off of a record called Into the Music from 1979, a little known gem. And it's been a real inspiration for me as well because it sort of served as a soundtrack for me about 20 years or so ago when I was traveling, when I began to travel overseas into England and Scotland and Ireland as kind of a Celtic soundtrack. This is the Healing Hour, and basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to play music that I love, that I find healing, and just be a proponent for all things healing, music being a great asset to that, a great way of getting to it. I will stumble a lot, I will probably make a fool out of myself, but in the meantime we'll have some fun, and I'll talk about some things that are important to me, and I hope they're important to you as well. Yesterday there was a tornado in Oklahoma. It feels really sort of impolite to talk about anything else in the light of a tragedy like that when people lose everything from something that just hits them blindsided. One of the things that I believe is that when things like that happen, it shows us how we are connected to one another and how fragile we can be, and reminds us that we're human beings and that we need to be really, really thankful for the things that we have. And I just want to say, you know, as silly as it is, or as small of a statement as it is, in light of what they're all going through, that I am terribly and deeply sorry for their losses. And I know you listening are as well. And I'm just going to play a little instrumental here from Mick Harvey that has no words.
Sing. cast into the lap of loneliness. Come on, love, will you sail across the water and lay your wisdom down? And love, will you sail across the water and tell us what you found? And love, will you sail
Jane Sibbery. That song is Sail Across the Water. It's from 1993's When I Was a Boy. And before that was Pink Elephants by Mick Harvey from a collection of Serge Gainsbourg covers from 1997 called Pink Elephants. Yeah, healing. So, Sail Across the Water was a song that that was played for me by someone I'd met, the wife of someone I'd met overseas in England. In 1993, 1994, I had left a relationship in Los Angeles, and it wasn't enough to leave the state. I left the country, and I went traveling, and I ended up in the spiritual community in the north of Scotland. It's called Findhorn, which is a pretty famous place. And I met during my time there, I met a guy who he was the leader of a band called the Waterboys. His name's Mike Scott. And I did a little bit of an interview with him. I was working on a documentary at the time, sort of a travelogue called Messengers. And I interviewed him, and he went on to move up to Scotland. He had been in New York at the time, and Scotland's where he's actually from. He's originally from Edinburgh. He recorded an album a couple of years later called Bring 'Em All In, which was inspired by his time spent up there. And one of the songs that he wrote was really something that really hit me hard. It was a beautiful, beautiful song because it represented where I was at the time. It really spoke to where I was at the time because I had no idea what I was doing. I was kind of lost. I was looking for a purpose, some sort of reason for being. And this song is really spoke to that. It's called What Do You Want Me to Do? This is Mike Scott.
I've tried to do things my own way, and I've tried tried to do what people say, and I'm going nowhere fast, and I'm turning to you at last. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, Lord? I can see the lights of home, but I can't get there on my own. I can see the landing strip, but I need you to steer my ship. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, Lord? I've been a fool and I've been a clown. I let the enemy turn me around. I've wasted love and I've wasted time. I've been proud and I've been blind. I've got a lot of things to change, man, to rearrange. And if you'll show me how, I'll begin right now. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, Lord? What do you want me to do, Lord?
Him so long, 'cause we we've got so far to come. But in my heart,
after that, we're going to go to five. Hi, it's Jack. Okay, so that was Stevie Wonder. That was Heaven is 10 Zillion Light Years Away from Fulfilling This' first finale from 1974. One of his brilliant, brilliant records. And before that was Mike Scott, What Do You Want Me to Do? That's from Bring 'Em All In 1995. Went to see Stevie Wonder this past December at the Nokia Center. A friend of mine had bought his girlfriend for her birthday a pair of tickets for Stevie Wonder, because she loves Stevie Wonder, wanted to see Stevie Wonder, and he would do anything for his girlfriend. So he, in spite of the fact that he wasn't too crazy about Stevie Wonder, bought a pair of very expensive tickets for Stevie Wonder and got sick and couldn't go. So he called me up and he asked me if I would like to go see Stevie Wonder, these great seats at the Nokia Center. And I thought, oh, okay, I'll go. Because, you know, I love Stevie Wonder. But the last time I had seen him was in the 80s at Radio City Music Hall in New York. I didn't really like it very much. He kind of performed like he was doing a variety show. He didn't play any song from the beginning to the end. He just sort of did a medley, one medley after another, which was kind of a drag. So I wasn't really that enthusiastic about it, but I went because, you know, it's been a while. And so I went to the Nokia Center, and I got there a little late, and my friend's girlfriend was sitting there. Fantastic seats, my first time at the Nokia Center. And she was with a bunch of her friends. And I got there, and I walked over, and I walked down the aisle, and I sat down next to her, and she had this expression on her face. And I looked at the stage, and there was a guy up there who I did not recognize, and he was singing. He was performing his heart out. And it was a full stage of background singers and musicians. And in the middle of the stage, it looked like Stevie Wonder was sitting there at a grand piano. And I thought that was unusual. I thought he was, you know, he had a couple of opening acts. I thought he'd be on later. And I sat down and she looked at me and she said, he has laryngitis. And I thought, wow. Wow. Laryngitis. Stevie Wonder. How's that going to work? And it worked about as well as you'd imagine with him having laryngitis. It was not a very pleasant evening. It was a charity event for, I think, children with cancer. I'm not sure what it was exactly, but it was a really good cause. And so, you know, who was going to argue? But it was a disappointment. So Stevie is, you know, 0-for-2 with me, but he's a brilliant musician, and I'm glad he's making music. So anyway, I'm going to continue with a sort of funny song by Prince called Starfish and Coffee. It's off of a record called Sign of the Times from back in 1987. I think it was his last incredible record. It's a double album, and this is just for fun. Here we go. So that was Prince, Starfish and Coffee from Sign of the Times, 1987. And here's the thing. I want to tell you about the sponsor of this show, One Taste. They're an organization that teaches female orgasmic meditation. And I'm really proud to have them as a sponsor because I have myself enjoyed the benefits of this meditation. And back in January, I began, I took a course that they had in Westwood here. And it was a day-long course. And essentially what it is a 15-minute meditation technique that sounds really odd or sounds really like kind of like, I don't know how it might sound to you. But it's an incredibly effective way of locking into and really bringing out what's inside of you in a very powerful way. And it's based on a 15-minute meditation technique, which is really profound. And I would encourage any and all of you to check them out online. You can find out all you need to know about them. If it sounds like it would be interesting to you, and I know it was interesting to me when I heard about it at onetaste.us. That's onetaste.us. And there are videos you can watch, not graphic, but there are videos. There's a TED Talk by the founder, Nicole Dadone. You'll learn everything you need to know about it. And if it's something that you decide to find out about and look into and engage in, your life will change for the better. And that's my plug for One Taste for tonight. And I'm going to play a song that I heard the first time I heard it. It was part of the soundtrack of a film, a really bad film called Sliver with Sharon Stone. But it's an incredible track from Massive Attack off their first record, Blue Lines. And it's called Unfinished Sympathy. Here you go.
I'm not
Okay, talking about healing, that was Massive Attack, Unfinished Sympathy from Blue Lines from 1991. There are a couple of songs I'm going to play now that are covers. They're cover versions. And it takes a lot of guts to cover like really great songs by really great artists. But we've got two here that I want to play for you because in some ways they better the originals, I think. One is a cover of a Neil Young song by Sid Straw. And that's followed by a cover of a Wilco song by Bill Fay. And I'll tell you a little bit more about them when I'm done playing them. But here you go.
Did I see you down in a young man's town with your mother? So much pain. I was almost there at the top of the stairs with her screaming in the rain. Did she wake you up to tell you that it was only a change of about the stars.
Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs, tuned to chords strung down your cheek, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Don't cry, you can rely on me, honey. You can come by anytime you want. I'll be around. You were right about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs, tuned to chords strung down your cheek, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers scraping together, and your voice is smoking last cigarettes. All you can get, turning your orbit around. Our love, our love. Is all we have. Our love, our love is all of God's money. Everyone is a burning sun. Voices one, skyscrapers scraping together, and your voice is smoking last cigarettes. All you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around.
Okay, that was Bill Fay, his version of Jesus, etc., from a record called Life is People. That was from last year, and that's a cover of a Wilco song. And that was from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot originally. I think Bill Fay's version completely smokes Wilco, but that's my opinion. Totally different animal. And before that was Sid Straw with a cover of the Neil Young song Harvest. That's from a record that she produced over the course of 6 years, I think it took her to make, released in 2008, called Pink Velour, which is an amazing record. Sid is a truly tremendous artist. She's very funny. She's a very kind soul. I had the pleasure of knowing her. She spends her time in Vermont and in Los Angeles, and she's one of those artists that I really, really encourage you to support. Get out and see her when you can, wherever she's playing, and buy their music, pay for it, support these artists, because they're tremendous, and you don't hear them on the radio, except, you know, maybe now on this. And one of the things I'm going to try and do with this show is play music by people that you might have heard of, maybe not, but songs that you probably aren't aware of, and that I think you should be, because they're really... this is the music that really counts. It's the stuff that you don't hear on commercial radio. And And these are the artists that we want to support because they're brilliant, and they do this for the love of it. And there you go. This next song is going to be about the last. It's called Love and Communication. It's by Cat Power. And this is from a record called The Greatest from 2006. And I hope you've enjoyed this hour. It's the first one, and I hope there'll be many more. And God bless, and have a great, great night. This is Jack Hunter Cohen, The Healing Hour, and this is Cat Power.
Lives of the new